And Nick Clegg told delegates that the pain of being in government will all be worth it in the end. He insisted that the coalition would stay the course on the economy and talked about plans to offer 2 weeks extra summer schooling to pupils falling behind in English and maths.
Those are the key questions, really. Will the party's fortunes recover? Was it worth it going into coalition? Rather than us trying to pick out those bits of the speech we feel relevant, we've got together three people with a particular interest in the Lib Dem party to make their choices and then to talk about those choices. So we've got Matthew Gibson. Hello, Matthew.
Hi.
And we've got Jonathan Harty.
Hello.
And then we've got Tom Papworth, who is Lib Dem leader of the opposition at Bromley Council. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon.
And let's start, Tom, with your choice. Let's listen to that part of the speech which stood out most for you.
In a coalition, we have two kinds of power. The power to hold our coalition partners back and the power to move the government forwards. So we can keep the government to a liberal path, anchor the government in the centre ground.
And you liked it because?
I think it's a crucial point. It's not enough for the Liberal Democrats in government simply to act as barriers to extreme Conservative politics. We need to demonstrate the positive contribution we've made and how our policies are making people's lives better. Nobody votes for a party that's merely a barrier to change.
So you think you have changed the Conservative Party? But I'll come back to those two central questions to you, and I'll put it to the other guests here as well. Will you recover? Was it worth it?
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we have to bear in mind where we were in 2010. No one had won the general election. What was needed most was strong, stable government. I don't think the Liberal Democrats relished going into to a coalition with the Conservatives.
You're going to pay the price for doing the right thing, aren't you? That's your trouble.
I think it may very well be difficult for the Liberal Democrats in the future, in the near future, but that doesn't change the fact that it was the right thing to do, and I hope that we would always choose the right thing to do for the country rather than the right thing to do for the party.
All right, Jonathan next. Jonathan Harty, student of politics, it says here. Campaign for local Lib Dem candidates at the last election has already turned against them. Is that right?
It is indeed.
Because?
Well, I'm disappointed by the position on tuition fees. I think it was a complete U-turn, and I can't see how you can continue.
But you're a student of politics. This is a coalition. That's what happens.
I know, but there's only so much compromise you can make.
Then that was one compromise too many. Right, let's listen to the quote which you selected.
Government has also brought difficult decisions. And, of course, the most heart-wrenching for me, for all of us, was on university funding. Like all of you, I saw the anger. I understand it. I felt it. And I've learned from it. I know how much damage this has done to us as a party. By far the most painful part of our transition from the easy promises of opposition to the invidious choices of government.
Invidious choices of government, but you still don't forgive him, do you?
Well, he goes on to say later in the speech how the perception is wrong. But you go onto any university website, you go onto any section in the fees, and the only thing it will tell you there is this university is charging 9,000 this year, it's charging 6,000 or whatever. And he goes on to talk about how people are missing the small details, people are missing how it's going to last longer and how it's going to be cheaper in the long run. But nobody's going to see that.
People. Nobody. All they see is the big point. Tom, you're nodding your head at that criticism. It was a central matter, isn't it, for your party, really, what they did on that?
Well, I think it's true that the point he makes about the information not being conveyed properly. I used to work at Universities UK, and I worked on efforts to explain to people how the system was going to work. In fact, nobody pays until they've graduated. Nobody pays until they're earning over £21,000.
He's not impressed. OK, let's come on to our third guest, who is Matthew. You actually picked the same bit as Jonathan, interestingly enough, and then you selected something else as well.
Equal opportunity. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? Everyone agrees with it. But then we allow prejudice, tradition, class to crush a million hopes and dreams. Watch young children's lives go off track even before they go off to school. Sit idly by while talent goes to waste. Now, I know I've had all the advantages you could dream of. Good school, great parents. I was lucky. But it shouldn't be about luck.
So why do you like that, Matthew?